91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Megan Matice with 91X News. Ontario is bracing for a major storm as Hurricane Sandy continues to gain strength. The hurricane is expected to touch down on the U.S. East Coast later tonight, and Ontario will feel its effects. The Canadian Hurricane Center expects the so-called Frankenstorm to feature winds up to 100 kilometers per hour. Environment Canada has issued a wind warning for most of southern Ontario tonight, from Windsor to Cornwall and just north to south of Barrie. The center says there could be 20 millimeters of rain in some areas and well over 50 millimeters in others, while that rain could change into snow over central Ontario. Closer to home, reporter Mark Venema takes a look at storm preparations going on in Quinte.
In terms of a response like this, we're as prepared as we can be.
Christy Mills and the rest of the local Canadian Red Cross branch are preparing for the worst. As Sandy closes in on southern Ontario, the disaster management coordinator of the Quinte branch says a team of volunteers is ready and well prepared.
This is what we train for and prepare for throughout the year.
City of Belleville officials are also prepping for the storm. Pat McNulty says crews are out today cleaning culverts, catch basins, and sewers.
We're doing what we can to get as much water into the storm systems as we can.
And as many flights are being canceled in and out of the northern U.S., Lieutenant Christopher Daniels says all mission and operational flights at CFB Trenton are still a go. Training missions, though, have been canceled. Daniels says the base will take precautions later tonight to protect their fleet of aircraft.
We're taking all the aircraft to all available hangars. And those that we cannot put in the hangar, make sure that we fill their fuel tanks so they'll be heavier.
Environment Canada is calling for winds up to 90 kilometers an hour tonight in Belleville. Mark Venema, 91X News.
Belleville police are looking for help about two pepper spraying incidents over the weekend. Shortly after 12 a.m. on Saturday, police responded to a residence on Pinnacle Street for a robbery. Two men tried to enter the victim's apartment. The door was kicked in and one of the suspects sprayed pepper spray into the residence. Both suspects fled the scene before police arrived. 2 hours later, police were called to William Street after two men were pepper sprayed and assaulted by four men. An 18-year-old man was charged with robbery and assault with a weapon on the scene after trying to flee. The OPP K-9 unit and ERT searched the area but didn't find anything. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. Police in Cobourg are looking for a box containing six bottles of the drug methadone. They say the small gray box went missing over the weekend. Methadone is often given to heroin addicts as a substitute drug while they're trying to kick the habit, and health officials say it can be deadly if taken improperly. General Tom Lawson is Canada's new chief of the defense staff, taking over the country's highest military post. In a speech during the changing of the guard ceremony, outgoing Chief General Walt Natinchuk urged the government to continue spending on Canada's military so it is ready for the next generation.
We need to cut the steel to build new ships, procure the aircraft that Canada requires, to deliver the combat vehicles and systems to win on tomorrow's battlefields. We need to continue our transformation, to apply our lessons learned, and become more efficient while maintaining operational effectiveness. We will always be challenged by budgets, but we have a duty to improve how we manage our resources.
The new top commander says he is very fortunate to follow Natinchuk, whom he called a friend and a mentor. Lawson is a one-time fighter pilot who has commanded CFB Trenton and held a number of senior staff positions, but never a field command. He's been an articulate defender of the contentious F-35 stealth fighter purchase. That's 91X News. Here's sports. In local hockey action tonight, the Cobourg Cougars face off with the Newmarket Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. The Wellington Dukes and Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off. In Lancer basketball, at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the women will take to the court against the Centennial Colts for the season home opener. The men will follow with their game at 8 o'clock. After losing a tournament this past weekend, the team has nowhere to go but up. In CFL action yesterday, the Edmonton Eskimos missed a chance to secure a postseason berth. Anthony Calvillo threw touchdown passes to Bo Bowling and Ryan Bombin as the Montreal Alouettes beat the Eskimos 27-25. Edmonton needs Hamilton to lose on Thursday against Toronto. If that doesn't happen, the Eskimos will need a win on home turf over their rivals Calgary in their regular season final on Friday. The Owls have already secured a first place in the East Division. That's sports. Here's 91X weather. Today's cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. The wind gusting to 60 this afternoon, a high of 10. Tonight is cloudy with rain beginning this evening, wind gusting to 90, and the temperature is a steady 11. Tomorrow is cloudy with rain beginning near noon, wind gusts from 60 up to 90 kilometers per hour with a high of 14. Wednesday will have periods of rain, a low of 8, the high is 9. It's 7 degrees. I'm Megan Matice. That's 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. Next news at 4.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.